as you may know, the Senegalese people are aspiring to change the system we used to have since our independence. And for sure, it's our political party or our project who is presenting the total change that we need in order to be in a new path for our country. Economically, politically, socially, and all of this, what we are proposing is really what the Senegalese people and globally African people are aspiring to. We have a young candidate, well-motivated, very professional. He is supported by the one famous political leader, President Ousmane Sonko. So if we combine the two adding values, for sure we will be, of course, the favorite for this election. And currently, what we see is one round election.
Your candidate, Mr. Farr, has said that one of his priorities, if he's elected president, will be to restore the rule of law. What do you think he means?
Because as you've noticed that in the very three past years, the law in Senegal have been really used for political objectives, and it should not be like that. So that's why for us it's vital to make sure that justice will be really well reviewed and make sure that all people will be equal in terms of justice, and also make sure that the professional of the justice, the magistrate and all of them, will be protected to do their job correctly without satisfying political objectives. And also, we have been a victim of injustice. Our candidate, our leader, more than 1,500 Senegalese people in jail. And all this come from justice. So meaning we need, of course, to take it as a priority to review the institution in this country to make them stronger. As said by Obama in the past, Africa don't need strong leaders, but strong institutions. And that's the case for us. The second thing is economically, we need to rebuild our economy. We need to review it. We need to change the priority. We need to do some patriotism, because for us, we have all that we need to build a strong economy. We have resources, plenty resources. We have a population where we have 70% of the population are under 35 years. You can imagine this power, which is not used. But we need also to reconcile the Senegalese people to change our Senegal.
Mr. Faye and Mr. Sonko were released recently from incarceration. Do you think you had enough time to campaign?
Really, we didn't even need to have them in the campaign, because Senegalese people have already made their choice and everything is clear for them. They know why they were put in jail, just because they were doing everything to fight against our project. But strategically, President Ousmane Sonko, who is a very big and generous leader, have thinking all about this and prepared several scenarios. That's why we have a good candidate, the best one. And also, we knew that Senegalese people don't like injustice. Now, having President Ousmane Sonko and Bassirou Diomaye Faye released a week before is just fantastic. And you can see it in the pictures everywhere they go. You see that the Senegalese people are really willing to elect the candidate of our project. And the project is a Senegal where we have justice, and also a Senegal which is well developing.
Once again, is your party ready for Sunday's vote? And do you think it will be free and fair?
Yes, we are ready, and everything has been done in our side. So just waiting for Sunday. And for sure, we are confident that it will be one round, and our candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye will be elected, not less than 60% for us. Our main obligation is just to make sure that the vote is secured.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you so much, too.